It was a very kind introduction I received. It skips one distinction. I think that I am probably the only American poet currently with a city council resolution passed against him. I come from a small town between Gary and Chicago originally, and my high school class had its 20th reunion in 1964, and I couldn't go, but I thought about it, and I should explain that my hometown is in Standard Oil of Indiana, not the other way around, because Standard Oil is larger, richer, stronger in all kinds of ways, certainly with its odors. And it has been automating recently, and a lot of the people that I used to know are losing their jobs. Well, I thought about that, and I wrote this poem, and it was published, and the Chicago Sun-Times reprinted it in their Sunday supplement and did a special issue about my hometown, using excerpts from the poem as captions for awful photographs of this place. The newspaper was subsequently boycotted, and there were all sorts of commotions involved with it. Now, let that be a kind of explanation. This is called A Valedictory to Standard Oil of Indiana. In the darkness east of Chicago, the sky burns over the plumber's nightmares, red and blue, and my hometown lies there, loaded with gasoline. Registers ring like gas pumps, pumps like pinballs like broken alarm clocks, and it's time for morning, but nothing's going to work. From cat cracker to candle shop, from grease works along the pipeline, over storage tanks like kings on a checkerboard ready to jump the county, the word goes out. With refined regrets, we suggest you sleep all day in your houses shaped like lunch buckets, and don't show up at the automated gate. Something else will tap the gauges without yawning and check the valves at the feet of the cooling towers without complaining. Standard Oil is canning my high school classmates and the ones who fell out of junior high or slipped in the grades. What should they do, gassed up in their Tempests and Comets, raring to go somewhere with their wives scowling in front and kids stuffed in the back? Past drive-ins jammed like car lots, trying to find the beaches but blocked by freights for hours. Stopped dead in their tracks, for the rails, as thick as thieves along the lakefront, lower their crossing gates to shut the frontier. What can they think about as they stare at the sides of boxcars for a sign, and Lake Michigan drains slowly into Lake Huron, the mills level the dunes, and the eels go sailing through the trout, and mosquitoes inherit the evening, while toads no bigger than horseflies hop crazily after them over the lawns and sidewalks, and the rainbows fall flat in the oil they came from. There are two towns now, one dark, one going to be dark, divided by cyclone fences, one pampered and cared for like pillboxes and cathedrals, the other vanishing overnight in the dumps and swamps like a struck sideshow. As the laureate of the class of 44, which doesn't know it has one, I offer this poem, not from hustings or barricades or the rickety stage where George Rogers Clark stood glued to the wall, but from another way out, like Barnum's This Way to the Egress, which moved the suckers when they'd seen enough. Get out of town.
Thank you. That poem kept a number of public relations men busy for some months. If giving gainful employment to
American industry is a virtue. I'm one of the more virtuous poets.